Well, during the 9-day gun deer season, we get somewhere in the neighborhood of about 600,000 hunters, a little bit less than that. But overall, you know, Wisconsin's got almost 900,000 hunters in the state, and about 85% of those or so actually deer hunt. So very high percentage of our hunters are out there during that time.
Are we expected to see similar numbers for this year?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that would indicate that we should expect any kind of a decline or a major increase. So, yeah, pretty much the same kind of thing out there. But, you know, that can change a bit annually. Deer numbers, when deer numbers go up, you tend to get more people that might be kind of that casual deer hunter, and they say, things are sounding pretty good this year, I'll go. Or if deer hunters are way down, they might find something else to do. So we've got plenty of deer out there, especially in those farmland areas, and things are coming back in the northern part of the state nicely. So it's shaping up to be pretty good.
When we look at the harvest this year, what are harvest numbers expected to be?
Well, if we can use the early bow season as some kind of a gauge, we're on about the same track as we were last year. The archery and crossbow season are actually a little bit behind last year, but we're not surprised by that considering you recall September, super heavy rains in August and kind of went into September in some areas of the state. We had very warm weather to start the bow season, and that also produced a massive mosquito crop, if you recall that. So that seemed to keep some folks out of the woods on the early end of the bow season. But since then, we've had pretty good weekend weather, and, you know, with the rut kicking in, that made up ground pretty quickly. So the early bow season is on about the same pace as last year. The gun deer season, there's actually more antlerless permits out there this year. We've only got one buck only county in the state, and that's Iron County in the far northern central part of the state. So with added antlerless permits and the deer population looking to be up in quite a few areas, I would anticipate it's going to be at least as good as last year if we can get some good weather. And the long-term forecast is showing us a pretty good opening weekend as far as the weather goes. So,
and what was the harvest number from last year? Just remember.
The grand total was about 320,000.
So just around there,
yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, and you know, we don't put as much stock in the gun deer season as we used to because the harvest has now been spread out over so many different seasons. There's more people bow hunting out there. Now we have crossbows on the scene, and there's a lot of people taking that up for the first time. So we're still killing roughly the same number of deer, but when and how those deer are getting killed has changed over time.
CWD, that is something that has been affecting our deer population for quite some time. What does that look like for our deer population this year, and what should our hunters really be looking for, and what should they do with it?
Well, the thing that we want to encourage hunters to do whenever they possibly can is get their deer tested. You know, even if it's something that you personally are not concerned about, the consumption of that animal or whatever it may be, we still need to track the disease across the state. We're still trying to monitor it. And we are also concerned about how deer carcasses are being disposed of. So, you know, there's quite a number of guidelines out there as to the best way to dispose of that animal. So we'd like hunters to get themselves familiar with that kind of thing. There's more options. It's easier than ever to get your animal tested. There's drop-off kiosks around the state, like going to the night deposit box at the bank. There's still DNR stations out there. There's meat processors that are participating. So we just really want to make sure that hunters get that animal tested. But at the same time, don't let this disease ruin your deer hunting. There's, you know, if you're concerned about it, you can get your animal tested. You know, go out there and harvest deer like you normally would. Venison is still some of the finest meat on the face of the earth, as far as I'm concerned. You know, don't let it ruin your hunting. Go out there and enjoy it. And there's options to figure out the rest as you go. So,
well, now we know about CWD when it comes to deer, but we also have something now. Bovine tuberculosis has been detected in Dane County. Now, does that have anything to do with the deer population, deer hunt season that we should be aware of?
Well, tuberculosis has never been found in wild deer in our state. So this new discovery of tuberculosis is in a cattle herd. And we are hoping that it stays that way. But what we are going to be doing during the 9-day season this year is we are organizing for some surveillance of that area. So it's basically looking like it's going to be 9 townships. This positive showed up on a farm that is conveniently just about dead center in the middle of 9 townships. So we are going to be actually right now we are pulling together plans as to how we're going to survey deer out there, what is going to be required of the hunters. There's a possibility that if they shoot a deer in that 9 township area that it may be mandatory that they bring a deer somewhere and have it tested. That has not been finalized yet, but it pretty much centers around Wanakee. Right in the Wanakee area. So if you're hunting in other areas more than about 10 or 15 miles outside of that area, you probably won't be required to do anything. But if you are in that core area, you know, roughly within 10 miles of Wanakee, you're probably going to be asked to do something to bring that animal so that we can have a look at it.
Now, the gun season is quickly approaching. When would our hunters know in that area if they'd have to do the mandatory testing?
Well, what we're planning to do is possibly send a direct mailing to all landowners within those 9 townships so that at least the landowner would know, even if they don't hunt it. We are hoping that they will let any hunters that are on their property know what the requirements are going to be. We are also doing some direct mailings to hunters that buy their licenses in Dane County. Obviously, that's not going to get to a lot of people because they, you know, they go outside the area to hunt or people come into the area. So I think the landowners are probably really going to hold a key to helping us spread that message.
Now, are there any new rules that our hunters should be aware of before heading out into the woods?
Well, there's always a few new rules. I wish we could get to one deer season without new rules sometime, but it's not going to be this one. Most of the new rule changes this year have to do with boundary changes. We went through a deer management unit review last fall, and there are a few counties. There's 4 counties around the state that have a little bit of a modification to their boundary. There's also some new metropolitan deer management units that hunters can take advantage of, and there's been some changes, one of them right here in Dane County. So that metro unit boundary is altered a little bit. One of the biggest changes this year is that we don't have deer tags anymore. So what you purchase now or what you get with your license is now referred to as a harvest authorization because the requirement to actually physically tag that deer went away last year. And, you know, it's important to know that if you have not harvested a deer in maybe the last 2 or 3 years, there's rule changes out there that you may have not been hip to up to this point because you didn't have to register that animal. So everything is done electronically now. I would just encourage hunters to get a copy of the hunting regulations and review them, especially if you haven't gotten a deer in the last few years. There's going to be things in there that pertain to you, expecting that you are going to get a deer this year. So
yeah, and how has that electronic tagging system worked from last year?
Working beautifully. You know, the first year we had a few hiccups with it, but we got past those. The hunters seem to be adjusting to it very, very well. You know, the number of calls that we get from hunters that need help actually, you know, registering that animal has gone down considerably since the first year. The compliance is high. We continue to measure compliance. You know, folks throw things out there that this is making it easy for people to poach deer and things like that. Everything that we're doing to measure does not show that. You know, compliance during the archery season is somewhere around 94%. Compliance during the gun season is somewhere around 90%. And those are probably as good as they ever were, even when it was mandatory, bring your animal in so that we can look at it and tag it. So it's working well that way. You know, probably the harder part of all of it is that it has changed the culture of the deer season a little bit. You know, there were lots of folks out there, and I was one of them, that enjoyed going to the registration stations, and it was a quick way to see, you know, lots of deer and look at the big bucks and everything else and hear the stories. That's still happening. It's happening in a little different way now. I mean, folks are still going to the taverns. They're still going to the restaurants. So that opportunity is not completely lost, but it certainly has changed the culture of the hunt a little bit.
For a lasting thought, what is the economic impact that deer hunting has on Wisconsin?
Deer hunting is big in Wisconsin. You know, it adds something in the neighborhood of over $2 billion to the annual economy in Wisconsin. Now, a lot of that comes through equipment purchases and things like that. But, you know, there's so many businesses in the state that benefit from the deer season, whether it's folks traveling across the state and buying gasoline. Certainly, they buy their hunting licenses, and all of those license sales contribute to so many things in Wisconsin, from state parks to endangered resources to hunting and fishing opportunities, public land, you name it. All that money is getting pumped back into the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, from leases that affect that local landowner, just so much that helps drive the economy of Wisconsin with over $2 billion being spent in the state. But I want to say that if deer hunting were a single business, it would be like in the top 20 businesses in the state of Wisconsin. So it's big for people. And certainly, you know, I mentioned earlier the recreational importance of it to so many people. It's bigger than Christmas to a lot of people. And a lot of people will also tell us that it is the number one activity in their life. More than playing golf, more than going fishing, more than any other recreation, deer hunting is it. So this is a big week for a lot of folks.
That was Kevin Wallething, big game ecologist for the Wisconsin DNR. Now, the 9-day deer gun hunting season here in Wisconsin runs from November 17th through the 25th. And for more information on the new rules and regulations you need to know before heading out into the woods and fields for this gun hunting season, visit the DNR website at dnr.wi.gov. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Assistant Jenna Lee.